Hello. Welcome to the Jumpstart Your Job Search Home Study Program with Create Your Career Path with HallieCrawford.com. My name is Darcy Holowesky, Certified Career Coach, and in this audio, we're going to be talking about identifying your strengths. So identifying your strengths is a really important part of your job search. It's actually what I consider to be a foundation, and so it's a piece that we cover before going over things like how to create your resume or cover letter, how to interview or to prepare for an interview or for a networking event. And that's because if you're able to talk about and write about your strengths, you're going to be able to use that in all of those different forums for your job search. And so it really is a foundational piece to your job search. So that's why it's right in the beginning of the workbook before we get into any of the other sections. And you'll see that it keeps coming up in each of the sections where you say, now you're going to mention your strengths, or you're going to pull from your strengths in order to be able to do the different activities that come about. So this is an important piece of the process. With the clients that I work with, I often find that people are uncomfortable in identifying their strengths. And they say things like, oh, I don't really have any strengths, or I never really know what my strengths are. And they just aren't really, like I said, very comfortable in identifying those. And so the exercises we're going to go through are going to help you to dig deep to find your strengths, not by just asking, what are you good at, or what do you like to do, but really getting down to for instance, a daily way to look at how you use different strengths so that you can identify them, and then also looking at past accomplishments and other items so that you're able to pull out some strengths from some of the different exercises that we do. So please be willing in this exercise to let go of the idea, if you have it, that you don't have any strengths. It's a very common thing that people say that they're a jack of all trades and master of none. Well, it might be true that you can do lots of different things, but in each of those things, you're doing some items very well. And if we can pull those things out, you're going to be better at marketing yourself and talking about yourself for potential employers. So let's get into one of my favorite activities that I have clients do around identifying their strengths, especially if they feel like they have no idea or they're really unclear about strengths. And that's going to be the Daily Strengths Finder. So this exercise involves being willing to make a commitment to each evening, writing down, kind of journaling, writing in some kind of notebook, the answers to some questions, whether they're questions you come up with yourself or the ones that I provide in the workbook. There's answers to some questions about what do you enjoy doing, and really looking back over the course of the day. So just taking it one day at a time to look at what happened and then trying to pull some strengths out of there. And so the questions that I provide in the workbook include, what did I enjoy doing today? So you just think, what happened today that I liked, whether it was had to do with work or not? Right now we're not worried about whether it fits a certain mold or if it's right or not. Just write about it. What did you enjoy doing? Then you can think, what activities did I do well today? And it doesn't have to be perfect. Don't worry if everything wasn't perfect. A lot of times we're too hard on ourselves. But just say to yourself, what do I think I did a pretty good job on today? And then write about that. You can also ask yourself, was there anything that someone asked me for advice or help with today? That's something that's easily overlooked. A lot of times our natural talents and abilities are things that we overlook. So if someone asked you for help or advice, they see you have a talent or a strength or a skill, and to be able to identify that yourself is helpful. The next question you can ask is, what was I counted on for today? So you might really take these for granted because they might be things that you're always counted on for. Or, like we said, you're really good at them, so you take them for granted. For instance, are you always on time to work? It sounds like a small thing, but one of your strengths is that you're punctual. So just be able to dig into, what did I do today and what was I counted on for? And then the last question, you want it to be a reflection on the previous ones. You want to ask yourself, based on these answers, what strengths can I start to pull out? And you don't have to, just because you did it one day, you don't have to necessarily say it's a strength forever for you. But after you do this for several days in a row, you can start to see some themes that are developing and start to see, oh, okay, maybe this is a strength of mine. And now you have evidence to prove it. And so it helps you own your strength. And so that's one of the reasons I really like this exercise. And I do give an example in the workbook so that you can kind of see how it's possible to answer those questions and how you can pull strengths out of there, because that is sometimes a different thing than we're used to doing. So after you can answer the questions, to be able to pull out the strengths from it can be a little bit of a challenge. But I think after some practice and after looking at the example, you should be able to do that. The next exercise that you do in the workbook is on self-reflection. So this is another way to get at what your strengths are. And this one really asks you to look at what has happened in the past for you, and asking some questions to yourself, what's happened in the past that will help me pull out some strengths? So there are several questions that you're asked to think about and brainstorm. I gave you some room in the workbook to talk about it, but it might not be enough. Feel free to, you know, journal in another notebook, write things down. Go through, say, the last 5-10 years. Look at, what have I done that I've done well, that I've been proud of? Where did I get good feedback? So by asking yourself these questions and coming up with some different examples, you're able to, again, provide proof to yourself that you have certain strengths. And so after you ask those questions, you're asked to pull out from them what your strengths might be. And then another exercise that I think is very helpful in identifying strengths that can be used in any part of the process here is to ask others. So ask people who you know and trust and who know you about what your strengths might be. And you don't necessarily have to just ask them, what do you think my strengths are? Because sometimes that's hard to just immediately, you know, rattle off. We don't often think about our friends and family members in terms of, oh, they're so good at whatever. But if you give people the chance to let you know what they see that you're good at, I think you'll be really pleasantly surprised by the things that they see. And then their reflection and then mirroring back to you what they see in you can also help you acknowledge and own your strengths. And so you can help them out a little bit by providing certain questions that can help them to help you. And one of those questions is, what natural skills do you see in me? And this gets back to our natural abilities and talents, which are sometimes hard for us to identify ourselves. And so other people often see those right away in you, but you may overlook them because it's something that you do all the time and think maybe everyone does this. But in reality, it's not true, and you have a special strength there. You can also ask other people, what do you count on me for? Or what would you be willing to count on me for? And this can help you, again, get to strengths of things you may not be able to identify right away on your own. You can also ask them, why would you or do you like working with me? And if a potential employer gave you a call, what would you say I'm good at, or what would you say my strengths are? So you can use any or all of those questions or some of your own to ask people in your network what they think your strengths are. A lot of times people kind of roll their eyes when I ask them to do this. They say, oh, no, I don't want to ask other people, you know. Like, they sometimes feel like they're asking for compliments or they're bragging. But I just invite you to think about if someone you liked, someone you trusted, someone you spend time with, what if they were engaged in a job search and they were looking to improve themselves and get better at it and they needed your help? You would be happy to provide them the information they need. So just think about it in those terms. Sometimes it's hard for us to ask for help from others, but that's honestly an important part of your job search. And as you get better and better at it and more comfortable with it, you'll be able to even talk to strangers at networking events or for informational interviews. You'll be more comfortable in those situations if you first reach out to your current network and people that you know and trust. So consider it a first step in that direction. Great. So after you've done all of these activities, you're probably going to have a lot of different strengths that you've identified in yourself, and that's wonderful. You're going to want to practice thinking about those things as your strengths, and you probably won't even have to tell yourself to do that. As you identify more strengths that you have, you'll think about them kind of throughout the day. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go do this now, and I recognize it's something I'm good at. So you'll be able to kind of remind yourself of the things that you're good at, and that will that's a good feeling to be able to own those strengths. I would like you in the workbook to go ahead and write down the ones that you come up with. I've given 10 slots there for you to do that, and you're welcome to do that many or more. And it could even be helpful to remind yourself of the evidence that you came up with for those, whether it was based on a certain project that you worked on or a certain accomplishment that you've had. And so then when you're writing things like your resume and cover letter or coming up with practice answers to questions for interviews, you'll be able to pull from this list. Okay, great. You've done a lot of work to identify your strengths, which is a great first step, and now you're going to move into creating a great cover letter. Thank you so much, and again, my name is Darcy Holoweski, and this is the audio on identifying your strengths for the Jumpstart Job Search Home Study Program. Thank you.